Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We bought it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to West,
don't scandalize mine.
Out on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause the way goes trouble down the drain.
brand new banger. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything.
focus on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So glad they cross the table like ping pong. I'm gone, it might sound like ping pong. It's on, wrap my lips around the phone. And when it comes to getting another throw, fools gon' get skin like you know me. Know me ain't my homie to begin with. It's too many years to be smiling and that's my friend hit, bitch. Unless you pull out the fat crispy. $5 bill, what's the real before with history? So do be having them back in lungs. And if you let them eat them, we'll you well enough.
Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you.
true, where? Yeah.
The hip-hop list. You ready, homie? Hip-hop.
In the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up, man? This motherfucking, motherfucking fry, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why these goddamn things ain't working. This shit is crazy as fuck. I can't hear shit. I don't know if y'all can hear. But anyway, fry, yeah, man, before I get it started, man, I wanna give a birthday shout-out. My granddaughter, Michaela, and my daughter Jasmine, you know what I'm saying? Their birthday just passed. I wasn't on here on Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to just shout them out, man, you know what I'm saying? I love y'all. What the hell is going on? We got DJ L Love.
What up?
We got JoJo Loco, True Well, up in this yacht.
What it doing, this motherfucker?
Shit. Nigga, holding it down like clamps.
Just a little tight, just a little tight.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you say hold it down like clamps or holding it down like a woman with cramps?
You can
both.
Hey, look, you can put it any way you want to.
You can both.
I don't know. I don't know. But what I know, I wouldn't wish cramps on nobody.
Yeah.
Just think if you're a man and then your goddamn stomach just aching for about a week out the month, just all day. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. You know, it's crazy because they got this thing on, I seen on the net where they put these things on the men, you know, and see how it is if you're going through labor and all that shit. And them niggas, they was hardcore niggas. Them motherfuckers, they put that shit on their stomach. Them niggas was ouching like a motherfucker. So I don't know.
I'm not doing that. Well, you know what? I think I might try it, though, just to see. You know what I mean? Like, damn, she went through all this to handle my child. You know what?
The question is, did you pop off again after you did it?
Man, well, look, I'm gonna tell you like this. My sister-in-law got some shit up in there, and it's kind of equivalent to that. So if you ever want to do it, come up here and do it so I can film your ass. And I ain't trying to.
You talking about the little thing that it gave you like stimulation, like a little shock therapy?
I don't know what the fuck it is, cause I ain't trying to.
And then I believe it's higher you go, the more tense it get or some shit like that.
I ain't fucking with it. No. I seen the niggas on the net doing that shit, nigga. I'm not fucking with it. No. You know, look, I'm gonna tell you like this. I ain't going through no intentional pain for nothing. Fuck that.
Right.
Nigga, if it's some pain, it gotta be some real pain. I ain't getting ready to go through no false pain just for a test, nah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You know, I'm a pretty hardcore nigga, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't getting ready to go through no pain that ain't necessary. But you welcome to try.
Let us know how it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to try when I come up there this week.
All right, motherfuckers. Y'all heard that. On True West Radio, Friday, yeah, he's going to try.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I'm going to break out the camera. I'm going to get it in five angles. Mm-hmm. Man, that's
okay,
crazy.
That's fine.
All right, we're going to see. There's some crazy shit that happened. I think it was yesterday. This nigga in Vegas was just running around the strip, just stabbing niggas. nigga had a motherfucker, a big ass butcher knife, and he was just running around, just stabbing niggas, just running, bap, 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 bap. And I start thinking, like, what kind of niggas was out there on the strip? If I see that nigga stabbing one nigga, I'm gonna fuck his ass up. You know what's crazy? Because they got them motherfucking Karens, and I guess they call them men Kings, but it's a whole lot of them motherfuckers my wife be showing me on the net, nigga. This shit was on the news, though, the nigga who was just stabbing niggas up on the strip. Do you know how many motherfuckers would be fucked up? If I'm on the strip and I see a nigga stabbing a motherfucker, he about to get fucked up. I don't know if it's just me.
That nigga would get the worstest motherfucking clothesline he ever seen in his life.
Yeah, this nigga, you see a nigga stabbing one nigga, then he go and he stab another nigga, and here he come towards you. Oh, that's your ass.
Yes.
What I don't understand is, nigga, right now, there's shit everywhere because they doing like a lot of modeling and shit. You know what I mean?
But yeah.
Nigga, with heat, I would. That nigga.
He'd have been fucked up. Then it'd be all these motherfuckers them Karens and them Kims, them motherfuckers, they be talking, it be more women. They just this crazy ass white women talk shit. Bitch, do you know you would get knocked the fuck out?
Look, oh yeah, let me say this. The prayers go out to all the families in Cambodia. I believe it's Cambodia. Nigga, for doing some wrong shit and went into the school and killed all them little kids.
Oh man, and then killed his wife and his kid.
Yeah, went home and killed his wife and son. And the stepson wasn't at school that day, so he was lucky.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Prayers out to them. That's some crazy ass shit, my nigga, because I don't know. I it ain't nothing that could bring me to be killing no kids.
And didn't he supposed to go to court this morning or some shit like that, too?
Mm-mm.
He killed himself.
But instead of going to court, that nigga went and did all that shit. Man, oh man. You know, it was something that happened out here a couple of days ago. Not out here, but, you know,
in downtown L.A. Downtown in L.A. when the teenager stabbed a man stabbed a store owner over a wig.
Oh, yeah. And they beat his ass. Some youngsters beat his ass with a scooter to get his beer. He had a motherfucking case of beer. Well, the whole thing about it is, man, motherfuckers is, I don't know if it's a whole lot of crazy in the air. And the thing that always fucked me up, you know, especially shit that happened at schools, they say, well, the police presence is getting ready to be ramped up at the school tomorrow. Nigga, what's done is done. It ain't nobody else getting ready to go to that same school and do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? But it's crazy. They always do that shit. It seems like, I don't know. Police presence is doubled today at the same spot that this bullshit happened. For what? Ain't nothing gonna happen again. The crazy motherfucker who did it already done it.
He ain't gonna come back the second day and be like, oh.
Yeah.
I missed the...
somebody else gonna be like, oh, that's a good idea. Let's go back to the same spot and do it again.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, I did do some dumb shit before. I did go rob the same store 3 days in a row.
Hey, well, if they dumb enough to let you do it, shit, that's on them.
But then you think about it, like, why don't I was like, why the fuck did I go back and ride that motherfucker 3 days in a row?
Hey, if you did it the second day and you say, fuck it, let me do it again. Motherfuckers is dumb like that. But then people, they be doing dumb shit to get robbed. I remember I was getting ready to do this DJ at this club in California City. And like, it's the last store at the end of the goddamn block before you have to go and hit the freeway. I goes over there and I had a $100 bill. So, you know, I bought my shit because I was about to leave and come home. And this dumb motherfucker reaches up under the counter because he didn't have the change for the $100, but he reaches up under the counter and grabbed his cigar box, and all the money was in the cigar box. So he gives me my change out the cigar box. So you know what I'm thinking to myself is, self, we gonna rob this motherfucker. You know what I mean? I wind up not doing it. I just got my shit and I went home. Do you know that same night I came home, he did the same thing to somebody else and they robbed his ass? Yeah. It's a whole lot of, God damn it. You know, I went to the bank one day, and it was this old lady. I'm telling you, it was like, nigga, if I ran like, nigga, if I just took about 10 fast steps, I'd have been out the door. But this old lady was sitting there, and she had thousands. I could have grabbed them thousands and been out that door so goddamn quick. But I didn't do it. So, you know, sometimes people set themselves up for that whole shit.
True, true, true that.
Yeah. Where you at, JoJo? I hear your goddamn doorbell ringing.
You know, I'm hitting a couple of corners, trying to make a couple of dollars.
I hear you. But yeah, sometimes motherfuckers come in here. Some people, they can get away with it sometimes, and then you be like, all right, I did that shit 2 times. I ain't going to do that shit no more. Then you be like, fuck it, let me do it one more time.
Yeah. You want to push the envelope just a little bit.
Hell yeah. But then if you get caught that third time, you be like, fuck. 2 times was enough. You know, I don't know. Well, I mean, it's just like, you know, niggas that sell dope. Motherfuckers sell them big dope and shit. And they fuck around and they just loving all the money. It's going to come to an end one day.
Yeah. Motherfuckers get greedy.
Yeah, see. That's the thing about greed, boy. The greed is... Greed will take you over, but then at the end of the day, when that motherfucker greed catch up with your ass, you be like, fuck. I know I did my share of shit back in the days, and what I did was, nigga, I had enough money, nigga, I bought me some turntables. Because I was like,
I
thought you...
Huh? I said, if I'd have known the shit I know now, shit.
Yeah, after a while, you gotta figure that the shit ain't gonna last forever, man. You know, so you fuck around and you do just enough to whatever the fuck it is, you do just enough to get over for a minute, and then you gotta think about, hell, all this wrong shit I did, let me put together some right shit, you know what I mean? It don't happen to everybody, but, you know, when you fuck around and niggas be getting jobs, and and the motherfuckers is barely paying you, but you was making the same amount in the day that you was making in the week. Motherfuckers start getting a whole lot like, hmm.
Or, but at the same time, when you working for it, like you was hustling for it before, you appreciate it more because you worked for it.
Exactly. Exactly. Because, see, when you hustle for it, that means that you spend a whole lot more money as a hustler than you do as a worker. You know what I mean? When you working like a motherfucker, it's a certain nigga, you ain't getting ready to go buy them $20 or $30 pair of J's, $200 pair of J's, and all that old shit. When you working, you gotta be like, man, fuck that. I gotta make sure my life is on.
Man, $100 shoes to $30 shoes.
Hell yeah. Cause niggas don't know, nigga. They got some bomb ass motherfucking $30 shoes out there.
Nigga, stop playing. Nigga, that's why I went and got me some Pumas, nigga. They were $30 a pair.
Oh yeah. My wife, she got me a cool pair. Like gray Pumas, nigga, suede Pumas. I was like, woo, nigga, they were like $30. You know.
Nigga, see this right here. Go to WSS right now. Even if you're online or something, they got $30 shoes.
Mhm. See, that's the thing about it, nigga. I got so many pair of shoes in the house, nigga. I ain't even go outside yet, nigga. I got the cleanest motherfucking purple and gold Pumas, nigga. I only wore them motherfuckers one time, nigga. Straight Lakers, nigga.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? The West Radio. What the hell it
does? The West Radio.
Motherfucking confetti.
Goddamn. You done figured me out.
I already knew it was the Gorilla Soldier, man.
Oh, goddamn. There you go.
Gorilla Soldier. What the fuck's
What's
up?
Going down?
Oh, shit, nah.
Man, out here in Louisiana, we got a little family reunion this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, that's what's up. Y'all seem like y'all motherfuckers have family reunions every goddamn month.
Man, you know, now we be having funerals or celebrations. You're right. But out here, on a cold party, these are going to party for anything.
Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. What up, man?
What's happening, True West Radio? What's happening?
Oh, shit. Nothing. Hanging like wet clothes or two broke niggas in the swap meet.
Hello.
Yeah. In the Oklahoma Tech. Buddha Hype Promotion.
Already.
How the hustle never sleep?
Hey, look, I stopped even trying to do that shit.
Already.
I stopped trying to do it. Hey, look, I done heard that shit for 5 years, and I still can't get it right.
Hey, me either. Sorry, I might well give up, too.
What y'all doing tonight? What's going on the panel? What's the topic? What y'all got going?
Oh, no, we were talking about earlier. We were talking about some stupid shit that happened in L.A., the shit in, I think it was Taiwan, when the motherfuckers killed up all these kids. And
man, what's up with that, man?
Nigga.
What's up with that?
Hey, nigga, I'm going to tell you, because see, it's one thing about it. Everybody always try to say something about, you know, gun control, nigga, it ain't nothing that nobody can do about that shit. I don't give a fuck who you are. Because
you're right.
All it takes is one crazy motherfucker with a gun, and he could just lose it and just do whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, we need stricter gun laws. We need, gun control. It could be any one of us.
We probably say it now. Gun control or try to do anything. They still can get a gun, no matter, you know what I mean? You can make the harshest gun controls you want. Niggas still going to find a way to get a gun.
And niggas, if you got a gun, and all it takes is for you to fuck around and spaz out one day. I mean, I don't know. I could see me spazzing out and probably, I ain't going to even say that. But one thing about it, I ain't getting ready to go and kill up no kids.
Right.
Kids ain't got nothing to do with it. It'll be like, nigga, if I spaz out, I'm going to spaz out on motherfuckers that I need to spaz out on.
Hey, that's like some old scary. You don't get all the kids. That's like some scary ass shit. Like, you wouldn't get somebody that you know could fight back.
Mm-hmm.
That's like some weak shit.
My thing is this, my nigga. If I'm getting ready to spaz, I'm going to think about everybody who owe me some money. Oh, I'm getting ready to go and get the nigga who took my lunch money when I was 5.
Damn.
Yeah, we getting ready to go way back there. Nigga, you took my lunch money. You remember that?
Nigga, Richard, he's like, man, I should have, nigga, because you took a penny from me in 3rd grade.
Right, type of shit.
And you ain't gonna forget, he was a kid back then, he didn't know no better.
He gonna be like, who are you? Nigga, you don't remember me? When you took my goddamn lunch money when I was 5?
Give me your lunch money, nigga.
His ass gonna die. But nigga, I'm just saying, if a nigga was really thinking about some shit.
No, yeah, go to street with
him. Come on, baby, you gonna let you down.
Yeah, I was running my money.
Oh, nigga, you remember? Even though that probably wouldn't even be a, it probably wouldn't be, you know, just viable shit. Nigga, it's better to do that to them than to do it to the goddamn kids who ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Right. I mean, this shit get outrageous, man. I mean,
oh my God, who's supposed
to be
taking the keys? Wait a minute. Why do you run on the street corner where niggas be rushing out?
I just put Tango right on the leaf.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy, nigga.
I mean, whatever.
Nigga, run your... What the hell is going on? Somebody having a party?
I mean, it ain't my ass. It ain't me.
What's kid?
Who is that club right there? What's up?
Goddamn Club JoJo?
What'd you say?
JoJo with the man.
Was that Club JoJo around that motherfucker?
What am I missing the call?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I thought it was Club JoJo. Somebody having a party or something.
That's not me. I put my stuff on me.
Brian Kevin Stiller.
You know what's going on?
Goddamn Buddha, is that you over there at the club, dude?
You're just chilling?
Buddha, that's Buddha at work. They having a party in the freezer at work.
Yeah, them niggas at the they at the Dollar Tree in the back with some drinks. Niggas up in that motherfucker.
Man, they're drinking on some moonshine.
Yeah, nigga. Mm-hmm. Pass that shit.
Yeah, they on the corner in there.
Huh?
They on the corner over there in Dollar Tree.
No, that's that motherfucker. That nigga, this nigga, confetti in Louisiana. We start hearing them horns in the background. That's gonna be that nigga.
You know that's what's going on.
That nigga be like, my bad. We on Bourbon Street, nigga.
Nah, we out in the country though.
That motherfucker was burnt.
Confetti, you loud motherfucker in the video, man. I got to see that. You cleaned the crap out of
the wall. What about the video?
Yeah, you cleaned the crap out. My boy had to fit girls. Had kids.
Continue
to be on
TV.
What's up, Sweet?
Uh-oh, Sweet
B
checking in.
Hey, yeah, it's all good. Like yeah. Bob, we're trying to see who having a party. Somebody having a party in the background, but nobody don't want to admit it.
Well, it ain't me.
Hey, you know the family reunion. The family reunion going on in the background. How about the chair, y'all? Y'all go ahead and mute me.
Mute your goddamn fan. Self, nigga. It's a mute on your phone.
Hey, quit insulting that man like that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come out of here. I ain't funny. That was a low blow.
It wasn't even a low blow, but when he said it, I was like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, I can't see them. Keep the
hat on. Doing a tumble right there. No, no, no.
Then they got to be like, Google mute me.
Yeah.
You stupid.
Yeah.
You gonna put me on mute?
He quiet the whole party down over there. Y'all shut the fuck up on two with. He know how to work that mute with.
Yeah, man.
I was checking in, but I'm gonna holler at you. Everybody, the only person. I don't know. Y'all heard? Is JoJo on here?
Yeah, JoJo on here.
Oh, okay. Because my phone got cut off right after that, but I sent messages to everybody.
Oh, yeah. I seen the message, and I did talk to Mr. Everywhere. We talked a long time last night. Okay. You know what I mean? So.
It was crazy that that shit happened to him, though, because, like, you know, I was trying my hardest back to just doing me, shit that I know and do and all this stuff. And I thought about him asking me about that damn, that parking thing over there. So I thought about it again, and I actually turned it into a video for YouTube. I was like, whatever. And, I was like, it was just strange that she told me yesterday that he was in the hospital. I was like, damn. I just sent him that and told him I made it because I was thinking about him asking me that.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how you be thinking about people. It's subconscious. You don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I told that nigga yesterday, I mean last night when we was talking, because he said he had went. He was in the goddamn just sitting there in the hallway at the hospital for like fucking 5 hours, six hours.
Yeah.
I was like, you're a way better man than I am. Because if I'm sitting in that motherfucker that long, I'm going to be fuck off.
And so how they do.
I'm just saying, you know, because these are medical professionals and you got something that's going on with you. They need to get you in there and get the shit done. That nigga said he was sitting in that motherfucker for hours, just sitting in the goddamn hallway in the wheelchair for hours. I was like, yeah, you way better than me, because, nigga, I got bit by a spider and I went the fuck off. They had to take me in the back, because if not, I would have been in that motherfucker cutting the fuck up the whole time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry about the same shit, man. That's what's wrong. To my first accident, those are like spider bites, bites and stuff that I was allergic to.
Yeah. nigga, I'm going to fuck off, nigga. If I'm sitting there for an hour too long, I'm going to de-fuck off. They ain't gonna have to. What you gonna do? Kick me out the hospital, motherfucker? You need to find out what's wrong with me. God damn it! I'm not getting ready to be sitting up in this motherfucker just chilling. What, nigga? Reading a book on Facebook, some old shit like that? Nah, motherfucker. I got a problem. You need to help me.
Mhm.
You know what I'm saying? What I gotta do? Go outside and shoot myself in the leg? Oh, I got a gunshot wound. Now y'all gonna help me?
Yep.
What the fuck is going on?
Well, you gotta walk through the door and fall out and shit, all that crazy shit.
Well, I know what to do if I'm in a fucked up situation again. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna walk in there and fall on the floor. They gonna take me straight to the back, and I'm gonna be thinking to myself, "Yeah, I do got a problem, but." I do got a problem, but y'all motherfuckers gonna rush me to the back because I'm laying on the floor. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna stumble in the goddamn hospital and fall right in the emergency room. Oh my God, get the doctor, stat!
That's why I stopped going a long time ago for asthma attacks and stuff, because by the time they get you in there, they be like, can you breathe? Are you okay? This and that. The last time I went, I didn't even need them by the time he got to me. I was like, they won't let me leave. I was like, I'm fine, leave, or whatever. But now I'm fine then, I'm this and that. I'm like, now they're going to charge me for this. They're going to charge me for that. Then, it was so long ago, but my mama had to draw the blood one time. And so I looked at the doctor. I was like, this mean I'm getting a discount? And they didn't like that shit.
Nigga.
He thought it was fun. But everybody else around him, they didn't like it.
I'm going to tell you, I that's just something that I just thought about. If it's some reason I have to go to the emergency room, I'm going to tell my wife. I'm going to be like, look, we gonna walk in the door, I'm gonna fall on the floor. That's what we get around to do. So I get back to that.
That's the fastest I ever got attention for anything going through the thing. And the crazy part about it is you don't even remember seizures. But when you have breathing problems, you be up and sitting there like,
well, you. Usually, like, if you got chest pains and breathing problems, they usually take you back quick. But falling on the floor, they gonna take me back quicker. I don't give a damn. If I got it, I don't give a damn what it is. I'm gonna walk in up. I'm gonna be like, play along with me. And when I fall on the floor, you start screaming.
Yep.
I'm gonna get you back quick.
The new medical professionals, they really ain't that good. It's no slight to nobody that's really into their job and really pay attention. But the majority of these doctors and these nurses, they not that good. Like, my mom been a nurse, like, maybe since I was, like, 3 or 4. But she could call it. Sometimes she could call it. And she'll go in there and ask the doctors, well, are you sure? Could you just check to the right to make sure it's not too many centimeters to this way? Because if it's too many centimeters, then it could be this and this and that. Or could you just check that too? And, oh, yes, ma'am, you were right. There's such a centimeters. It was a little centimeters and this bullshit. All right, so fuck out of here.
That's what's up. I mean, that's good to have a mama as a nurse, shit. Because she know exactly what the hell is going on, when it's going on. But check this out. We're going to jump into a couple of jams. We're going to be back on True West, man. Friday, man. Y'all motherfuckers want to call, give us a call. 323-642-1590-7. Lucky number at the end. You know what I'm saying? Give us a call, man. Let's get into a couple of cousins. We're going to be right back.
Ay, 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 ay This is the valley, don't get it twisted up. You can get your necklace twisted off. You can get your lips flipped with the hippie cup. South side, till I get turned inside out. You better pack up, fly down south before I get sick. And I split you, and that's a mix with a pit bull and a rock brawler, shot caller. Y'all niggas need to stop all the talking like y'all balling, cause we hot. You might run up in your weed spot with the tea decided. Take all your weight, break all your face. Almost everything got loose percussion. When you roll up, no discussion, just busting just in time. I got you for your line. Now I'm heading back down I-5 to Sacramento. Some call it Sacramento, some call it Macamino, some call it Brotherly, some call it Cowtown. But the AK make them bow down. Lynch by inches from death if you fuck around. Somebody gon' buck them down, somebody gon' touch them up, somebody gon' rough their puffs. Somebody in the city, they gon' get fit in here. That's
the city of sex, that's where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up sex, and where we hang with the gang up in dangerous cats, and we so wrong that only the Lord can bring us back. The city of sex is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up sex, and where we hang with the gang up in dangerous cats, and we so gone that only the Lord can bring us back.
Sex is my city, I'm a king like Mike Bibby. Copy it, flip down the screen and ride with me. Journey through the valley of the heartless sick men, where you get the front door of your apartment kicked in. Chrome ablazing, home invasions, blacks, white, Mexican, Russian, Samoan, and Asian. Never knowing who to trust, so I stay clicking my 4/5. Home of the good guy standoff in Nicolai Soltis. The Unabomber trial, the thrill killer in Ray Caruth. Tortilla Puente, more vicious than a saber tooth. The SIBO, the X-rated, the Jeremiah Farmer. In sex, even celebrities carry firearms. So try to be calm, out here they do you bodily harm. And they won't let you say goodbye to your mom. I see dark clouds overhead, I'm waiting on the sky to be calm. So I stay out the way and fire the bomb. Loving this suburban living, but the turf's appealing. Doing dirt to children and taught never to work for feelings. Three strike law for the worthless villains. Sacramento, the capital of the mercy killing.
The city of sex is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up sex, and where we hang with the gang of the dangerous cats, and we so grown that only the Lord can bring us back. The city of sex is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up sex, and where we hang with the gang of the dangerous cats, and we so grown that only the Lord can bring us back.
Every nigga got an attitude like fuck that. Fuck
niggas
that.
Come through blasting, they don't tuck, they tell they bust back. It's a must that you keep a SIG cop to whip a big block, just in case you have to get caught. Zach Cali, where back alleys turn to gat gallery. Niggas survive off a crack salary. That's how it be. Cops ain't coming to get no cats out of trees. They got their eyes on cats like me. You hear niggas uttering fuck the tag. They still hitting rubbers with mustard gas. Home of some savage ass menaces. Home of SIBO and Brother Lynch and shit. Right in the middle of a killing zone. And if you're smart, you keep your children home. Put them in sports, let them rap, let them sing. Before they grow up selling crack or hooked on methamphetamine. The city of sex is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up sack, and where we hang with the gang of the dangerous cats, and we so grown that only the Lord can bring us back. The city of sex is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up sack, and where we hang with the gang of the dangerous cats, and we so grown that only the Lord can bring us back.
Now let's agree on strategy of pick our enemies. Right instead, accused of be abusive. my own kind of wild partner. Not disregarding what you're thinking, but you must have banished it, cause once I rip your whole shit, it's sinking. Supreme ideology, you claim to hold, claiming that we all drug dealers with empty souls. That used to set me to roll, commit to violence in the midst of an act of war. Witnesses left silence to shatter, black talent style thoughts I throw. It remains in your brain, then of course it grows. Maybe even your babies can produce and rob. Picture a life where black babies can survive bad vibes, but we must have hope. Quoting the reverend from the pulpit, refuse to turn the other cheek. We must defeat the evil culprit. Lace me with words of destruction and I'll explode, but supply me with the will to survive and watch the world grow. This ain't about talking about problems, I bring solutions with the restitution stipulated through the Constitution. You violated, now I'm back to haunt your life. Listen to the scream of the lives you sacrificed. And in case you don't know, ghetto born black seeds still grow. We coming back for everything you owe.
How do you plead, Mr. Shakur? How do you plead?
How do I plead?
Yes, sir. How do you plead?
Oh, I plead.
Come on!
Not guilty on the grounds of insanity. It was them or me, busting in my innocent family. Say they looking for keys. I was home alone, blind to the prelude. Busting, talking about where's the Quaaludes? Quaaludes, what you say, fool? Where in the hell is the search warrant? No feedback is what he uttered. Before we scream, nigga, motherfucker, drop me to my knees. I proceed to bleed, suffering a rain of blows to my hands and knees. Will I survive as God watches? I grab his bat and bust his self-defense, my only option. God damn. Now they got me going to the county jail, and my family can't pay this outrageous bail. Trying to offer me a deal. They told me if I swear, move me and my people to a mansion in Brazil, not me. So this is how it ends, no friends. I'll be stressed and they just repossess my bin. Told the judge it was self-defense, but he won't listen. So I'm bumping this in federal prison, giving everything I owe.
Trip, it's the FBI. When I step into your shit, nigga, you're quick to die. Protect the slut,
gun to your chest, cause then I'm turning back. Raised in the ghetto, smoking motherfuckers, slinging crack. I put my finger on trigger and he was rolled up. He was the key to me getting my fizz, I sold up. So now I'm running like a motherfucking fugitive. And all I carry is memories of how
every
I
time
live.
I wake up, I hit the floor. Thank the Lord, I don't know what I'm living for. I'm running out the back door. Ain't nothing nice in my life. I ask my niggas why. Niggas don't wanna die, am I living right? I hit the corner smoking weed, drinking in the cheese. Will I be sober enough to see my enemies? And if I do, will I empty my clip? Or will I trip? Cause I ain't giving up a shit. I can't turn back, can't turn back. They want me to quit, but so I can't turn.
Some of that game, my pocket full of shit. Hell, back like I was fucking in school. I'm teaching shit, but it's always to a goddamn fool. Everything'll be cool. Then here comes jealousy and envy. If I were tripping, thinking they could get me. I keep them moving like a U-Haul truck and come climbing out the door when they think that I'm stuck. Never again am I rolling with niggas who ain't rolling with me. That's why I got my own company. Tired of doing shit that ain't going no place. I ran a real slow pace, messing with G's, that's lowercase. Doing shit the way it's supposed to be done. I tolerate zero, competition is none. Dealing with niggas doing everything wrong. That's why I decided that the king stands alone. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I got my own army, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I got my own soldiers, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I got my own castle, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I battle with everybody, so the king stands alone. I've seen a lot of niggas get crumbled to dust because they always use it iron out us. Even though we are the ones that's making the hits. Three strikes, I'm out. I'm calling it quits because I don't kiss ass and I'm not a yes man. Every time I bust, they gotta reconstruct the plan. I'm that motherfucker that be holding the weight. Get in before the money and get out before it's too late. I don't bullshit nobody, always dedicated, and treat my niggas like we're related. I'll be that same nigga that you met the first time. I won't change up when my status starts to climb. Leaving situations like I'm leaving a bitch. When I blow up, don't show up when a nigga get rich. You can't realize a good thing until it's gone. My back's against the wall, that's why the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own army, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own soldiers, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own castle, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I'm down with everybody, so the king stands alone. If I was selfish, I could do this all by myself. I could rap and produce, I don't need nobody else. That's not the biz, I got faith in my niggas. And I'm gonna pull them out, any hoes that he did. If it's out of kindness, they don't owe me shit. All them self-centered niggas is the one that I stop fucking with. And what they want, and that's all that they need. Trying to get you full off that bullshit they feed. Putting whole dubs on a nickel sack of stress. Only lies and deception made them better than the rest. No skill at all, halfway up the ladder when I kick they ass off. Put their projects on pause, starting from scratch. Not the next time you try, foundations ain't stable cause the cement ain't dry. Why, oh why, does the king stand alone? Cause I always have a place to call home. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own army, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own soldiers, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own castle, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I'm down with everybody, so the king stands alone.
scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Soldier, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Mine Records? Southside Live Click. Represent all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
Welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome to the true. West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie K-5. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, you who we are. Yeah. It's that True West.
Kicking it on that true west side, Mr. Everywhere, 8 and 6, and JoJo in this bitch. We on the line with 99 and KD. What's up, Confetti, Sweet Pea, Scotty D, Booty and Rev Ali. Boss player, MIA, but them tables still turn. Long as the team scratch it up. Hell, we always the number one. Hit us up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 through 10 Pacific time, cause that's the only way that we gon' let you in. Get if you want to, put your ass in the corner. Treat you like a foreigner, call you up a corner straight. Headshot, fuck your body on it, fuck your aroma. You ain't trying to walk true west, fuck you when you check. We the best, we the truth. We bulletproof, my nigga, we built for it. I wish you luck if you ever go against the grind. You bring it for the spot and make you out. A matter of fact, it's time for clean scratch. I'll be on my way for today. I say what I have to say.
True West Radio, man. What the fuck is up, man? We back on there Friday. Yeah. Give us a call, man. 323-642-1597. DJ F. Love. Buddha Ali. And Sweetie. My voice is kind of crazy. I can't even get the P out the high as I be. Okay, I'll tell you that right now. Oh, damn. My sister came in here, she ain't never seen the show, so she was sitting in here jamming off all this shit. Yeah. Mary Key is in the goddamn house going crazy, so she had to roll out. Yeah.
I keep getting, I guess they know that I like to read. So they keep sending me shit every day with some kind of avalanche or something. One day and another earthquake the other day. And, oh, this shit just happening like the past few weeks.
Me and Julie was talking the other day, and we was talking about...
They got a hurricane named after Julia.
Yeah, hey. That shit is gonna be funny. Be like, see, you can't be going up and fucking up everybody's town around this motherfucker. You know, now we was talking about earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes. We were just talking on the phone, and I say shit. It was an earthquake when you was up here. It's an earthquake every day in California. They just don't be big to where you really can't feel them.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody is scared of earthquakes. Earthquakes is not
bad.
The
thing is, my city is not built for it.
The motherfucking hurricanes and tornadoes, they be like, here come the hurricane, here come the tornado. them motherfucking hurricanes and tornadoes, your house might be right there. Tear everybody else's house up and leave your shit right there. So they just be rolling. Them motherfuckers just go. Everybody be scared of, if you knock them Cali, everybody be scared of motherfucking earthquakes because the motherfuckers sneak up on you. You be sitting there like, yeah, you got your drink going, you drinking and talking. You drinking and talking and having a good time, and then she go, woo! She'll be like, oh, shit.
Take the whole building probably fall down here, because that's what I'm saying. It's not made. I think the whole building probably going to start falling if that happens here, because it's not made for it.
Well, it's going to happen down there, because, once again, I don't know. I really can't speak too much on this global warming shit. But I think what I'm saying about me, I think that global warming is the goddamn earth is turning in a wrong spot. Everything is turning different than what, you know, the time is like, this is the way the earth is gonna move. That's why we know we got winter, spring, summer, and fall. But then if you tilt the earth a different way, summer or spring, winter, and fall is getting ready to be a whole different shit. That's why niggas, that goddamn tornado, that hurricane went through motherfucking Florida and fucked shit up.
But you know
what
though? From what I've been reading, they said that the earth still turning the way it is supposed to take, but what happened is it's so much fucking damage. Like, all of them cars that they pulling out of water, all the stuff they pulling out of water, all the towns that they flooded over trying to be fucked up and shit, like, all that shit's still under there. Like, it don't just go away. A lot of that stuff is not supposed to be in your lake water, in your drinking water and...
Well, I'm gonna tell you, it ain't people doing. This is God doing. Everybody always say Mother Nature this, Mother Nature that. Fuck Mother Nature. This is God. God is doing this shit. Because
this will happen when you go against God.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because see, the thing about it is, people don't understand that he fucked the earth up long time ago. And a matter of fact, I think he fucked it up 2 times. So what makes you think he can't fuck it up again?
Let me get my life. They decide, letting us decide. Who's gonna live and who don't? It's up to us at this point, and we ain't even taking a chance.
Who could we? Ooh, let me put that motherfucker out. It's God. Motherfuckers always. This was it. God fucked up the earth a few times. Who's to say this ain't the time that he's getting ready to fuck it up again?
That's what's happening. It's being fucked up. I feel like that's what's happening right now. Now, I always felt like that last day we are living in the last day, but it might not be my last day. Or somebody else, man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It gonna get reinvented and reinvented and reinvented as far as the earth goes. But man, they have poisoned the majority of the water. Fucking ain't no Eskimos no more, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no polar bears. Like, the fuck? Like, almost ain't no North Pole. That's how everybody's been fucking up. Want to drive around with their big ass trucks, and they still out there with them big ass trucks and stuff. And you know, you want to knock down okay, well, we going to develop this area. You going to develop the whole fucking area. So now that Florida is the way it is, birds is migrating and shit, and a girl running through the park thinking they chasing her and her baby, and they really looking for food.
Well, the thing about it is, it's like, first of all, it's something that we could never control. It was just like we was talking about earlier about dumb motherfuckers shooting up people for no reason. It's always something that we can't control. But when it comes down to how everything is happening on this goddamn planet, we can't got no control over it. You can drive as many trucks. Motherfuckers smoke cigarettes. Motherfuckers do whatever they want to. This is all God. You know what I mean? And it might not happen.
God told them that's what's messing the planet up. Trees give oxygen. Ain't no, I can't go outside for the last 4 days because of the atmosphere. And that's the atmosphere in this area. God, when you go outside, ain't no trees.
Well, see, the thing about it is, that's what I'm saying. This is that global warming shit. Just like you saying North Pole. I ain't never really seen the North Pole on the map. But if you look at, like, you know, Antarctica and all of that shit, and all of the goddamn big-ass, icebergs is fucking falling and all of that shit. The world has shifted into a place where it ain't supposed to be shifted at. You know what I mean? Because from what I've seen ever since I've been born, the world has been turning the right way. You know, 54 years. Well, I don't know what the fuck happened before 1 and 2 or 3 years old, but all these years, I've been seeing everything happening the same way when it comes down. Okay, we're going to get some rain. We're going to get some hot. We're going to get this. We're going to get some rain. So I've witnessed this all these fucking years. You know what I mean? And then when I start knowing about going to Texas and, hold on, Trulio on his joint. Trulio, what up, baby?
Yo, what's up?
Taylor. So after all these years I've been on the earth has been fine until some years ago. The earth is changing. Everything is different than it was when I was growing up. Oh, we expect rain. Oh, we expect this. Oh, we expect rain. But see, the rain content out here is fucked up. It's this motherfucker. Oh, don't wash your clothes. Don't fucking water your grass. The whole earth has changed.
But it's the thing. When I go back to where, well, I'm from Houston, but when I go back where we from, just for like, even for the funeral, it was so many fucking clouds in the sky. It's just big, luscious cloud. I forgot it's supposed to be clouds in the sky like that. Like, when I looked up, like, damn, it's clouds in the sky. I could see stars. It's been a long-ass fucking time since I could see some stars in Houston. So I'm not talking about your area. I'm just talking about
this. But see, it's changing in my area. Hey, if it's changing in my area, it's changing in yours, too.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about what's going on as far as it being so damn hot and not even being able to breathe like that because you don't have nothing to go under. It's no shade. It's nothing to blow. You know what I'm saying?
It's God is doing it. And, you know, we're going to have to only ride it out. Hopefully we be dead at 100, all of us, before the change comes. because the motherfucking shit is just is different. Everything is different. Mm-hmm. If you go and look back in history, you know what I'm saying? Go back to 2000, and then work your history all the way up until now.
I'm about to be 37.
You could see the difference on how all of this shit is going down. And it ain't nothing that we doing. It's something that God doing.
No, it's something that we doing. And God is letting it happen.
Well, if it's something that we doing, it's we fucking up. And God is like, okay,
it's
take this.
It's not me and you, though. When I say we, it's not none of these niggas on the phone, unfortunately. It's the people.
Oh, I know.
Like, when you got motherfuckers like, what you call it, want to go buy a farmland and shit. What the fuck you want to buy farmland for? So you can plant some of them robot weird-ass vegetables and shit? Or some of these weird-ass chickens that don't taste like nothing?
You know what I'm thinking, Sweet Pea, is it's not just about that. It's just about it's evolution of the world. You know what I mean?
100%. But they make it go faster. That's what I'm trying to say. They making it go way faster.
It's the evolution of the world, and you're right. It's the evolution of the world. So what I figure is, you know, it's going to be a time when they wasted all the, he wiped out all the dinosaurs. He wiped out the cavemen. It was just another time when he getting ready to wipe everybody and start that shit over again. Now, are we going to be here to witness it? I don't know. But that's all it is. It's evolution. Evolution is evolution. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. Like I said, this is just my theory.
No,
you know
I got
what
you're saying. I'm trying to say that
I'm not,
when motherfuckers start digging up new dinosaurs and discovering, oh, this a new dinosaur. We discovered a new species of this and that. And motherfuckers that's extinct, they find the animals that's supposed to be extinct now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel me? I'm agreeing with you. But yeah,
it's inevitable. It could be something that, I mean, first of all, something we can't control. Second of all, it's something I'm not scared of, because it's always from what, you know, I've read and from what I just witnessed, you know, just around, it's like everything is changing. You know, it's like motherfuckers is more angry than they ever been in their fucking life.
It's
motherfuckers
too hot.
Is angry.
It's
motherfuckers
hot as hell.
Niggas got people got COVID. This is like almost like when you go back into the 20s when they had bubonic plague and all of that stuff. It's almost
all
like
it's the same.
Time,
right.
Time is repeating itself. So the next thing in time is fucking abomination. Everybody is just, the world gonna get erased like a goddamn computer, and then you fucking put your new Windows in there and restart the goddamn computer.
Well, I'll tell you what, the whole COVID thing, it was all some bullshit, and it was scary. But at the same time, I was not, like, 100% scared, because I'm more cautious than other people. And also, it fucked me up when my mama told me that coronavirus is actually the same thing. Like, it's getting stronger and stronger, basically, like the common cold, the flu, pneumonia.
Oh, yeah.
These are all coronavirus. So I'm like, so I had it already. I just ain't had COVID-19. That's what you're saying.
See, the whole thing about it is that's what it is. Things start becoming, like, more, what can I say, practical to the public and everything else like that. So, you know, I mean, COVID, I mean, of course, it'll fuck you up as far as I know, you know. But at the same time, it does starting to be a new thing versus a cold, the common cold, the flu, and it's COVID. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. Niggas flu. When you was a kid, you had to go get a flu shot before you could get in school.
Yeah.
At least when I was young, you know what I mean? You had to have all your vaccines, your school vaccines, before you could even go to school, before you could start kindergarten, before you go to the first grade. You had to have all those vaccines in order for you to even go to school.
I almost got put out of school in the fifth grade because they wanted to update, make sure they had everybody's shit. And so nobody could find mine. And I'm like, so I'm about to have to take these hoes again, right? Like, all right, whatever.
Yep. If you can't find this shit, the motherfuckers, even if you go to a new school, everybody is motherfucking obligated for you to have your vaccinations before you go to school.
Well,
and I ain't make the law, but that's what they say.
I don't feel like it helped me. Well, I guess you are supposed to take one every year, but this is the thing. At that age, I literally caught some version of the flu every year. The year my grandma died, 98. I caught the flu twice, and then I had pneumonia.
Well,
so, like,
you are a whole different breed. As much stuff as you allergic to and all of that stuff, you just a whole different breed. You like my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law.
That wasn't about allergies. That was about me being, you know what? It's the thing right here. That's why it's good to let your kids socialize, because in the city, I was alone, and I didn't really have neighbors like that or friends. My system is very weak, like, you know, from being around other kids and stuff like that.
They're supposed to let you get in the dirt. They should let you do all that.
That's what I'm saying, everybody. But, like, when you be around kids and you younger, like, because I used to go to daycare and all that, but it was just for a certain point, like adolescence or whatever. When you don't be around other kids, it just make it easier. You don't build up a tolerance to none of that stuff.
Oh,
yeah. Like, it was bullshit. I caught one time, I wasn't even in school no more, not enrolled in school, and they had a virus going around the school district. And I caught the virus. Because I smoked a blunt with somebody before they went to school. And none of these motherfuckers got sick. It was five of them. None of them niggas got sick. And I was sick as a fucking dog.
Man, that's crazy. Hey, Trulia, so what the kids do? Did they win?
Oh, no, they got their ass whooped.
My baby played
junior varsity, and it's varsity that they played.
So what happened?
They played against varsity.
My kids played junior varsity, but it was varsity that played. But they put, hey, get that off the seat. They put my baby in a minute in the fourth quarter, so that's how they do with JV. They let the varsity play, and then they'll put JV in at the end.
Well.
Yeah, they got their ass whooped, though.
What was the score?
69-7.
Oh, God. Damn. Hold on. I don't even lie. God damn.
Damn, I was close.
That was a close game.
There wasn't no close game at all.
69-7, man.
Ooh, 69-7. Yeah, that's going to be a crazy one for the papers.
I said, Lord, they got, look, this is first game they lost. I was like, ooh, Lord have mercy.
Who the fuck was that? Them motherfuckers was playing goddamn NFL team.
They played the school I went to. No, they played the school I went to, Ouachita. They played Ouachita.
So you was half-ass rooting for them, but then the kids was rooting for them.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Ain't
lying. So you was just half and half-ass rooting ass nigga.
Right. I can't lie. Yeah.
So what side? Did you sit on your son M side or did you sit on your high school side?
My high school.
Oh,
I did.
See,
my high school.
That's why they lost. you supposed to sit on your son M side and go, yay.
No, I knew they was going to lose.
That's fucked up. She threw the towel in on the sons already. God damn.
I did.
And then go sit on the goddamn the side where you ain't supposed to sit. No matter
the winning team. I walked out of there a winner, I tell you that.
Remember I told you I want you to adopt me? I take it all back now. I don't want you to adopt me no more, goddammit. You sitting on your side. You supposed to be sitting on my side. Nigga, we over here. We true. What's up? You over here on the truth? No, I'm over here today.
Right. Like, I seen so many friends and everything. Like, I knew my babies weren't. Well, I knew the ninth grader was going to get in. But I just don't like how they... I just don't like how they do it, you know. They already, you know, they get already getting their ass whooping, and they put them in a minute before, you know, the fourth quarter with, hey, baby.
Well, that's what they do. Hell, they do that shit in the NFL. I mean, all right, we know we losing. Come on, y'all.
Right.
Everybody get y'all ass out of here, and y'all go.
Put the JV in, right.
Y'all go to the bank, and then let all these motherfuckers in, so.
I'm really excited for them, for real, because they're going to move them up to varsity, so I'm really excited for them.
I hear you. Let me see, man. We got about 15 minutes. I got to throw a couple of something's on. Let me see. Oh, damn. You got... Wait, I didn't put my verse on that damn song, but I got the hook on there. That's it. You better be tight.
Yeah,
but
I double-checked my email.
I know. People kept on falling through and shit, so it was kind of got me fucked up. All right, hold on. Let me see. What am I want to play? Or can I get a request? What y'all want to hear? We got 15 minutes. Give me some requests. I'll play it. Oh, Lord.
Play my pop song. Play my Tupac song.
What song?
Mama Just a Little Girl.
Mama Just a Little Girl. What else?
What's the other one you play? The other pop song you be playing? I'm getting drunk as a motherfucker right now. You start off like that.
Oh, that's the freestyle.
I like that one too.
You
talking about
Tupac,
the drunk freestyle?
Yeah, I love it. All right, we can get into a couple of songs. We'll be right back. True West Radio, give us a call. 323-612-1897. Nigga, 7. So whatever you trying to bet on, just bet on 7. Yeah.
It's Pac, Machiavelli. I'm in the studio drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raised in hell. Just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police want a rag and tail. Not knowing that I sexed my mail. All these niggas want to see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure there's pain. Even though we broke for the moment,
ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military, be prepared for the buses. Similar to bitches, scary, get you near me. We run from visions of overpass prisons. Millions of niggas, thugs, living pressure. Three strikes, I hope they don't tell us. They polar heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of spam, every slide down. Pistols and flicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, you going to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me balling, officiated in this misbehavior. Cop the cops, 4-5, scratching niggas' pages. Labeled them up, soon as we start, it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, who the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man, I follow no man. Niggas got my own plan, in my hand got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get. Player-hating bastards. Me and my clique's so legit. We keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us. When they get to come against us, these niggas be defenseless. It's senseless. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick. And though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit. I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique, Castro. When he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring the soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas out when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke this to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mom. I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on. I splashed on niggas. Well, I dash on niggas. Once I mash these figures, I'll be bad. A nigga, it's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow. Just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star. Rockin' the grooves, niggas, where you at? Where you are is the back and the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a jet inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail. Raise hell, until I get my mail. Will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got an MO. What did I say? I'm Mini 14. My double R. Ride with my clue. Ride with my crew. You don't have a clue, nigga, when we coming for you. We hit the house of blues, acting like fools. My nigga Fatal. Put a gun inside a club. I keep his fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside a chest. Nah, nah. Baby inside a belly. Nah, nah, nah. It was Machiavelli that told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, Fatal, what are you crazy? Niggas pissing all sides in the front. Niggas saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas will always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no. I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets. Counting, came out. Rapping and stealing, making 5 motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me. Tupacalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots. Fuck the cops. Well, I stopped. I said my shit reached the top.
To the young mother. That's right. I feel you. Hey. I know. Mama, the little girl. Don't nobody understand. I feel you. She was born.
Pouring a heavy set girl with pigtails and curls. A heart full of gold, still it won't change the world. Though she could never understand why. Some underhanded plans, witness a man die. Was only 15, should have been a beauty queen still. See her crying by the caskets when her parents got killed. Little girl, don't cry. Cause even though they died, you can best believe they watching over deep from the sky. Never asked for this misery, but look at what you're getting. It's a blessing in disguise. When they find out you're pregnant, no money, no home. And even though you all alone, you got to do this on your own. So baby, go. I wish you luck, and if you need me, call. Just come to me and let me feed you all. I can understand the way it feels when you're fighting the world, facing all this drama when mama's just a little girl. And mama's just a little girl. At 16, what a beautiful thing, the very essence of a jet black ebony queen. And who could tell she'd get pregnant at an early age? She didn't listen, had sex, watch her belly raise. Hey, you got violated by someone she dated. If this is fate, I hate to see the seed she created. And so we waited, though it takes time to build a body and the mind. She reclines 9 months, then finally it's time. What do we find? Little growing boy in mind, of a tortured soul, addicted to a life of crime. At no time for the growing stage, he learned his values on the streets at an early age. Watch for police, don't come home. Why? Cause mama's acting crazy at the hospital. About to have another baby like a rose from the concrete. Growing with it, blessed with twins. How the hell can mama raise three men? So we began close to family. Such insanity, a happy home. From one act of inhumanity. Plus mama said the seed was corrupted. Used to rub her belly, begging us to breathe and she loves us. Now mama sits quiet, sipping peppermint snots. Turn the house into a spot and made her watch for cops. Hey. How can mama bring a thug like me in the world? She ain't the cause of all the drama. Cause mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Now, will she remain in the same spot? The gunshots rang, they came from the cane spot. Now look here, I see her clutching the sun. In her arms she hurt, her heart bleeding as she watched her seed die in the dirt. Fulfilled prophecy, but who could stop the grief? I walk around trying to hold the world up on top of me. I'd probably be an innocent man, still I'm the victim of a curse. What could be worse? Nothing but pain since my birth. Family functions at the pen, cause everybody's in. Paying back society, I'm guilty of a life of sin. Watch the drama occur, my eyes blurred before I dead it. I wonder why we all have to die before we get it. Though we shed tears, so many tears out of blurry. Worried and scared, knowing I'ma see the cemetery. Must be prepared in this cold world, no one cares. Know what ain't fair, but we all bear and do our share in this land of the underhanded schemes and plans. Vivid dreams of a nigga having G's in hand. Mama told me not to be a punk. Fuck what you talking about, coward, what you niggas wrong? Hey, there ain't a thing I wouldn't do for my mama in this world. Cause you know I ain't mad at you. You just a little girl. See, mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Facing all this trauma. Cause mama's just a little girl. They ask us why we mutilate each other like we do. They wonder why we hold such little worth on human life. They ask us why we turn from bad to worse. It's to ignore from which we came. You see, you wouldn't ask why the rose that grew from the concrete had damaged petals. On the contrary, we would all celebrate its tenacity. We would all love its will to reach the sun. Well, we are the roses. This is the concrete. And these are my damaged petals. Don't ask me why. Thank God, nigga. Ask me how. You see, mama's just a little girl.
You what, the entertainment? Call, man. 323-642-5097. Yeah. Mama's just a little girl. She was right here. What the fuck is this? Hold on, let me have my people here. DJ Have Love. Buddha Ali Zone 24 TV. Tweepy! And my girl Tulia. What it does? Hey. Freestyle Friday. None of y'all gonna keep me on a freestyle because I've been doing this here for a while. I'm gonna call it twice. Everybody gotta know it. Every time I show up, nigga, I gotta show up. Yeah, y'all don't want it. Cause, hey, I got this shit I bring up on it. Okay.
Yeah.
I fucked up. We got 4 minutes left, man. If y'all online, man, give us a call, 323-642-1597. It's going down. You know. Right now. Oh, shit. I got to have a big book. Okay, I gotta say something else. Everybody got my shit on the shelf. I'm just trying to do my thing. Everybody knows that it's like a ticket wine, but that's my favorite shit. And I dip it in some sauce. Everybody knows cats scratches the ball. Okay, I kind of fell off, but the back on. Got it going on. Yeah, what's up? Got all I'm fucking up on purpose because even we was having Freestyle Fridays, I want one of y'all to win because I tear this shit up. I'm just saying.
I'm a judge. I can't freestyle.
Have love, Ken. Have love. Bust it. Well, hold on. I'm going to give you another big hand. Have love. Yo.
Oh, that mud nice right there.
Hey, look, what you gonna bust your freestyle?
Oh, we ready?
Let's go, nigga. You ready? Go on, get the way. Hold on, take your breath. Make sure you good.
What you doing tonight? Subject or just?
Oh, no. Okay, look. This is what we going to talk about. Because I'm so scared of y'all weather. Talk about the weather. You ready? All right, here we go.
Okay.
Hold on, let me start.
Is it me? Is it me too? Yeah. It's where it takes, man. This is where I think. Sometimes it might rain, sometimes it might storm. You really don't know. You wake up and it's warm, then it gets cold. The weather fucked up. Bipolar, then you can get up. Sometimes you wake up early in the morning, tips about to get you, and you get my twin, you're burning up like a motherfucker. Get your sandwich. This weather takes you really quick. I'm telling you about the weather down here. It's twisted.
Ooh.
It's twisted. It'll be a hurricane today and a tsunami tomorrow. And then they're burning us up. The wind.
Yeah, my claps ain't working enough. Hey, look, you started off hot, but you know what I'm saying? You got you lost it. Man, that mid rank. You know what I'm saying?
That was quite true.
Who the hell next? True to you, you ain't going. I give you the same beat.
I'm trying to do something.
All right, we get ready. True to you. Wait, hold on. I need some nicotine for this one.
You know I can't freestyle.
Well, I'm gonna give you the same subject. All you gotta do is talk about the weather, nigga. Hot, cold, whatever. You gotta go. All right, you ready? Here we go.
Yeah. Hurricane Julia about to come through, about to carry some bodies in the sea too. We been got that for you. I thought that you gotta give me that. Hey, you know the hurricane.
That nigga, that nigga ain't even got out the starting block.
My bad.
All right, we're going to give you one more time. Hey, because we in after hours
man.
Anyway. All right.
Come on, man. You know the same freestyle.
Huh?
Come on. I just talk about anything. Come on.
No, you got to talk about the weather.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Now, get out the blocks this time. Here we go. Yeah. I'm down for the weather.
Stay cold outside. Let's see. Nah, I'm done.
Oh, go ahead. Here, go start right here.
Say it's cold outside. Gotta grab my jacket. Put my shoes on. About to see it's lacking. Got my footage in the car. About to hit the side. I can't freestyle.
Wait a minute.
Come on, I can't freestyle.
She doing she wasn't laughing. She laughing because you were tight. It's cold outside. I had to put my coat on. I had to put my shoes on. And it was all right. That was going. But you were so happy that you was doing it that you started laughing. Man, JoJo, what? JoJo Nim ain't on there.
I done came home and forgot I had to pick up my kids at the schoolhouse.
Oh, my God. And I know Buddha ain't got no freestyle. All right, hold on. Let me see if I can get about at least 30 seconds on here. Let me find my lighter first. I got some. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to talk about the weather. Okay. Hit these trees. I'll be able to do something. Let me see. That nigga, JoJo, he hung up. Let me see. All right, hold on. I think I will. I ain't get ready to go as far as Julie, I don't think. Okay, let me see.
Yeah, you
gonna
go further than that.
Well, I could probably say like three more words then. Hold on, that's the wrong beat. Yeah. I can't stand this weather. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. I can't be out here with 150 degrees because my shit is burning down to my knees. I'm sweating like a motherfucker, need I pat my shit off like a motherfucker, that shit is tough with a cough. I don't know what it means because I know that goddamn everybody on the earth got the shit cracking because of these things got hurricanes and that's happening. Tornadoes and shit. I don't even go down with that shit. Cause I can't be down there. My God, I can't go away. Tornadoes and blood. I'd rather be a little crooked in blood. Just like I said. No, I got it. See, I'm off. I'm laughing my goddamn self. I'm pulling a truth here. I'm sitting up here trying to rap, but I'm laughing. I'm trying to laugh at the same goddamn time.
Because you heard me say.
Yeah, you sitting up there. You making me. I'm sitting up there thinking about shit, and I'm laughing like a motherfucker. I can't even be serious. We're going to have to do that. Next Friday, man, we're going to really have to. Y'all better get y'all motherfuckers think about shit. Just wrap around shit around your house. Wrap around the plants in the goddamn window. Wrap about the kids playing football. Whatever y'all got to do, just think about that shit. Don't write it, because if you write it, I'm going to know it. But, like, that shit is too tight. That shit is rope. But then I'm going to get ready to give y'all, anyway, we getting ready to give you topics to rap on anyway, so you can't do that. We all try to do the same topic tonight, even though I forgot. I wish we'd have did it while we was on the air. So
you know, that's something right there. People be saying they think that people from Houston can't rap, but actually, it'd be a lot of wordplay. Especially you have to, if you're around them or know where they at or what certain things mean, they might start rapping about stuff that's actually around them. But it's going to sound stupid to somebody that don't know the slang or what it means.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be a lot of wordplay. Like, and my friends used to do that. Like, they would just throw out words. And then he'll say another word and then keep rapping. I'm like, well, these niggas.
That's what we do out here.
Drop it down and lift it up. Because the rain is falling. Because the rain is falling. Niggas in there falling. Drop it down and lift it up. Because the rain is falling. Because the rain is
falling. All I gotta do is put my verses on the air, then I'm gonna send it to you, true to you. Drop it down and lift it up because the rain is falling, because the rain is falling, because the rain is falling. Drop it down and lift it up because the rain is falling, because the rain is falling. Niggas out there balling.
Play it again. Let me hear it again.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
Drop it down and lift it up because the rain is falling, because the rain is falling. Niggas in there falling, drop it down and lift it up because the rain is falling, because the rain is falling. Niggas in there falling, drop it down and lift it up because the rain is falling, because the rain is falling. Niggas in there falling, drop it down and lift it up because the rain is falling, because the rain is falling. Niggas in there falling.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's hot, right?
Ooh-wee.
Ready for that ball tonight.
I know, I did the hook before the show, so I'm going to, I only got that one verse, and then you can put your verse behind that, then I do my other verse.
Yeah. But I got 8 bars.
8. That's all we're doing is 8. So I'm going to do 8. You do 8. I'm going to do 8. You do 8.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just simple. It was just hard trying to come up. Just the hook was like, I'm like, hell, it's raining.
It sounds real good with the beat, though.
Yeah. It's all right. It's all right.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Ooh, shit. motherfucker, Buddha Ali, you sure it's quiet? What you in there trying to... Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. Hustle never sleep. Oklahoma, Texas.
Wait, confetti sleep?
So confetti left.
Oh.
He was the one that had the party on the phone. Party on the phone. Party on the... Nah. All right, shit. Well, y'all, I think I'm gonna go on and finish this goddamn song.
I'm gonna go home and write my.
I know how I want to start it. You ain't at home yet?
Nah, I just
left
my house and come pick up my kids. I forgot I had to come pick them up. They coming out now.
That nigga said I forgot I had to pick up my kids. Then I'm going by the grocery store.
I stopped by the grocery store and got me a bottle of wine and headed home. I was just getting ready to do it.
Check this out, Sweet Pea. She at work. She in the studio.
Picking
up the kid, or she at the goddamn grocery store.
Yep. I'm dealing with my granddaddy.
See, always, I'll be like, where you at the grocery store? Them motherfuckers, you must have a dang of coupons and all that shit.
I'll be clicking it.
Motherfucker got like getting some free shit. She always at, I swear, dude. Sweet baby, she always at the fucking grocery store.
See, y'all know I used to be the same way.
Julia's always in the goddamn grocery store.
I would say what I'm usually doing, though, I'm usually cooking. Or, like, when it goes out,
too.
I watch it. I'm about to watch dishes now.
Hey, Sweet Pea, I'll be like, where you at? And she just started laughing. Because your ass at the grocery store.
Baby, look, when you do that, I be trying to stop walking with the buggy. Because he hit the wheel.
Where you at? Where you at, Trulia? At the grocery store, huh?
Yep.
Ah, damn. Nigga, well, hey, that's cool, because my brothers, they know you when you come in there. They ain't ready to give you, look, I'm going to give you a discount. So anything that costs like $45, you can ready to pay like $35. Because you're the regular.
And you know these people, they shop to see me now when I come in.
It's like when I be cooking, though, like when I cook, my kids be cooking with me, so sometimes it be bonding time. So we just be in there all together, you know what I'm saying, cooking and bonding, so.
Well, bond on. And if I go to the grocery store, I'm going to grab what I got to get and getting the fuck out. Fuck all that sitting in that shit all day type of shit. All right, y'all, I'm going to go there and run off of this. You know, hell, you know y'all can call outside the radio station. I'm about to just, I got to put this damn, I got to put this verse on this shit because that shit is so slick.
Hey, I'm loving it already. This beat so far.
Hey, wait, my verse is slick as fuck. That shit is like, it's like, damn. What the nigga just say? Type of shit. So I only got my first eight. So I want to put my first eight, and then I can send it to you. Then I put my second eight on there after you trying to figure out your first eight.
Okay.
All right, love y'all. I'm out. True West Radio, and we out this bitch.
Good night.